This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon-based Hezbollah on Saturday fired rockets at Israel after days after the killing of a top leader from allied U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The barrage comes with a warning by the group that it was only the initial response to the killing of a Hamas leader, presumably by Israel in Lebanon's capital this week. The rocket attack came a day after Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah said that his group must retaliate for the killing of Saleh Haruri in Beirut. Hezbollah's leader said, "We cannot remain silent on a breach of this level of danger because it means that all of Lebanon will be left exposed." The cross-border escalation came as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken kicked off an urgent Middle East diplomatic tour in Turkey as fears mount that Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza may explode into a broader conflict. I'm Karen Chamas.
Top international diplomats discussed strategies for keeping the Gaza war from spreading beyond Israel and the Palestinian territories on Sunday, exactly 3 months after the start of the conflict, as Palestinian and Israeli authorities claimed thousands of military and civilian deaths. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the European Union's top diplomat Josep Borrell were on separate trips to the region to try to quell spillover from the three-month-old war into Lebanon, the Israeli-occupied West Bank and Red Sea shipping lanes. South Korea says North Korea has conducted a new round of artillery firing drills near the rivals' disputed sea boundary. A day earlier, North Korea fired about 200 artillery shells, prompting South Korea to conduct its own firing drills.